The Primarch marched along the central walkway of the Strategium to stand beneath the image of Nostromo. The moon was emerging more fully from behind the planet, and reflected light glinted on the hulls of the Night Lord's fleet. A half-century of vessels arrayed themselves in battle formation above the diseased, corrupt boil that was the labyrinthine, crime-ridden spires of Nostromo Quintus. Far below was a great wound in the surface, a plunging chasm his fiery arrival had smashed in the planet's crust. Since he had emerged from its hellish depths, he had known pain and suffering the likes of which others could not even guess. He had borne the pain of his tortured growth and lived with the awful self-knowledge of his own death. And his brothers wondered why he appeared moribund. He heard a commotion beside him, and even before the word went out, Night Haunter could feel the tearing pressure of scores of ships emerging from the gates of the Empyrean, with senses beyond the five possessed by his minions.
"Too late, my brothers," he whispered. "I will be gone before you can stop me."
Night Haunter took one last look at Nostromo and said,
"All ships, open fire!"
Incandescent spears of blinding white light leapt from the barrels of uncounted batteries, stabbing down at the world below. Converging and multiplying their energies, the power of 1,000 caged stars coalesced into a pillar of light thicker than the widest spire of Nostromo Quintus. The great beam dispelled the darkness that shrouded Nostromo. The skies bathed in light and fire, blooming into life as the awful heat of the Night Lord's bombardment ignited the air for kilometers in all directions. The blinding lance of pure energy penetrated the impermeable adamantium crust of Nostromo through the ancient fault line torn by the Primarch's arrival. Unimaginable energies tore downwards through the planet's layers until they reached the core in a cataclysmic explosion the likes of which the galaxy had rarely seen. Night Haunter watched the death of Nostromo with cold detachment, feeling the enormity of the action he had just taken settle upon him like a dark shroud. Strangely, it was not the burden he had expected. As he watched the tectonic plates split apart and the molten heat of the planet ooze up to swallow the landscape and burn away the atmosphere, the only sensation of which he was conscious was intense relief. The past was dead, and he had shown that the creed he lived by was more than just empty words. The shockwave of this terrifying act would reverberate around the Imperium and come to the attention of those who, like him, understood the sacrifices needed to preserve the galaxy for humanity. Nostromo burned, and Night Haunter said,
"I take this burden of this evil upon myself, and I will not fear it, for I am fear incarnate."